Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. It is the seventh day of January in the year of our Lord, 2021. Welcome to the Prayer Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends. We're here under the teaching and the tutelage of Pastor Dolly Bundage, a wonderful woman of God. Hallelujah to God and the Apostle Horsley. We will start out with the facilitating the day. Have a little cold, but just keep me in prayer. Hallelujah to God. This is our hour of power of prayer. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. What shall I render unto God for all his mercy? What shall I render? Tell me, what shall I give? God has everything, and everything belongs to him. God has everything, and everything belongs to him. What shall I render to God for all his mercy? What shall I render? Tell me, what shall I give? When God has everything, and everything belongs to him. God has everything, and everything belongs to him. What shall I render unto God for all his mercy? What shall I render? Tell me, what shall I give? This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise, because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks, because he's given us Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Hallelujah. Welcome to the Prayer Deliverance Ministry. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We're going to press on the upward way. Songwriter told us on new heights. I'm gaining every day. Lord, lift me up. Thank you, Jesus, and let me stand. Lord, plant my feet on high ground. Well, today is Thursday. Wonderful day to be here. Wonderful day to be alive. Going to need help today because of the voice is only doing so much. I had the throat is a little sore, but we're here. Nevertheless, at thy word, O Lord God, we're here. And we're something here. But the stuff is running, so we thank God for being here. Wow, what a terrible thing. Praise God, I thank you. I was trying to figure out what happened. Things have been going on. But yet, we thank the Lord for what he's doing. He's moving by his spirit and by his power. I needed help with the scripture of the week this week. And everything is just going. There was chaos in our country. And to a place, this broadcast is live, so I'm going to talk this morning. The broadcast is live, and I was studying on some things, some other things, and I was observing some things that went on. And I began to praise God. He had me sometimes. God would just have you watch and listen and be still and to know that he is God, is to stand still sometime and see the salvation of God. We do a little prayer, we'll be right back. Hallelujah to God. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Say amen. Father, we pray for all of those that have gathered here, Lord God, in this hour of power. Pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We pray for, Lord God, that those that may have illnesses, sickness, disease, O Lord God, those who are going through a time of bereavement, O Lord God, those who are going through a time in their marriage, O Lord God, even the sister that got married the other day, Lord God, please thank Boston. Lord God, rejoicing, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for all things that have transpired, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we thank you because you're our Father, Lord God. That you are the Almighty God, oh Lord God. You are the sufficient God, oh Lord God. You're the great I Am, oh Lord God. You're the great El Shaddai, oh Lord God. You're the God that is just there, Lord God. We thank you, God, because you don't slumber and you don't sleep, God. We thank you, Lord God, because you're omnipresent, oh, Lord God. We thank you, God, for moving by your spirit, oh, Lord God, and moving by your power, Lord. We thank you, God, for your keeping power, your sustaining power, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for undergirding us, oh, Lord God. We thank you for your blessing, oh, Lord God. We thank you for your protection, oh, Lord God. We thank you for what you're doing right now in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. God, I thank you for answering the prayer, Lord God. The family's on their way safely, oh Lord God, and other things that you worked out so great on yesterday, Lord God. You worked miracles so great, oh Lord God. There's just no one else like you, Lord God. We thank you for your protection this morning, oh Lord God. We thank you for your love today, oh Lord God. Lord God, what shall we render this morning, God, unto you, God? For all of your mercy, God, and for all that you do for us, O Lord God. Lord God, your unfailing love, O Lord God. It's morning by morning, God. It's new mercy that we see, O Lord God. God, we come to this morning, O Lord God, with a repentant heart, O Lord God. Asking you, Lord God, what shall we do, O Lord God? What shall we render, God, for your display, O Lord God, for your tender mercy, O Lord God, for your loving kindness, O Lord God, waking us up in our right mind this morning, O Lord God. Able to praise your holy and righteous name, O Lord God, to tell you and to speak about your love, O Lord God, and to testify of your goodness, O Lord God, that it's morning by morning, God, that it's new mercy that we see, O Lord God. So, Father, we give thy name the honor, the glory, the praise that we were to deserve in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your spirit, God. You're moving by your power, O Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for protecting our children, our babies, our grandchildren, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for being able, O Lord God, to be here in the land of the living, O Lord God, on this Thursday morning, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, besides the cold, O Lord God, besides the illness, besides the aches, the pains, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because you're here, Lord God. And you suffer it to be so, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord God, for saving us, oh Lord God, and keeping us this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We want to welcome you again to the broadcast this morning. It's a wonderful day to be alive. You know, it comes a time I was thinking about what to say this morning. I was thinking about, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Trying to think about all what God is doing in the name of Jesus, oh God. How he's blessing us, hallelujah, God. How he is protecting us in the name of Jesus. I was concerned yesterday. I was working at things that gone all day from one end of the day to the other. As we were praying and praising God, then I heard that they had an uproar in Washington. And I seen it. I couldn't see it until late last night. We had a prayer line, you know, by Wednesday night was 5:30. And I got home and I got there. They wanted me to speak. The wife and I to speak on last night. But things went in another direction there. But when I seen what happened yesterday, I realized what God was saying. It was just time to pray. It's time to pray without ceasing. It's our fast time. The fast is called. Started off yesterday, going to continue on the Friday. Hallelujah to God. Those who have the strength to continue as long as you can. But it was very necessary that we have a time of fasting that we're going through. All I could do was praise God. Woke up this morning praising God. It kept playing in my mind the people that were there, the people that were protesting. I thank God that it wasn't a lot of people there of color, or else the story would have went another way. It would have been a lot of deaths there, just a lot of deaths there. But I'm thanking God this morning, Foundation. He kept back the hand of the enemy. He kept back that spiritual wickedness that is in high places. I believe it's because of the prayers of the saints, the prayers of the people, those that love God. Whole lot I can say about the situation, but I leave it at that. I will suggest only that you take the oil that got prayed for. Anoint yourself, anoint your family, hallelujah to God. And stay in prayer, saints of God. God is going to bring us out of this. God is going to bring us out with the victory, because God never fails us yet. There's no failure in God. So we thank God for that. Hallelujah to God. And we praise God for that. Praise God for all that he's doing in the name of Jesus. You have a unction from the Holy One. God lets you know things. Hallelujah to God. He shows you things, and sometimes you don't get a chance to say anything. Sometimes you may say a little bit of it. But you have to hold fast to the promise of God. And he said he'll never leave us. He would never forsake us. And we'll stand on that promise. All this scripture that came to mind this morning to me was, he that believeth in the Lord Jesus Christ and baptized shall be saved. And he that believeth not is damned already. So we are here at this hour of our prayer, praise, deliverance ministry. We are the circle of friends. We are going to go to Pastor Darlene. Hallelujah to God, to see what she had for us. And then we want to give this time the worship and praise before God in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you. Pastor Darlene, are you there?
I am here. Praise the Lord. Good morning, everybody. Good to be here. And thank you, Apostle Horsley. We hear your voice is not as strong as normal, but thank God that you're pressing on. Anyway, amen. Amen. I do have a request for a mother who is out in the Seattle area who has stage 4 cancer, that we will be praying for her today. And we do need to pray for spirit across this land. I mean, we continue to lift up our nation, and we know that God ultimately is in control. In spite of what is happening, God is still in control. So we'll be praying for peace this morning across the land. In fact, why don't we all just come in right now and begin to pray for that peace of God, because we know it is much needed here in the United States of America, that things will be resolved in a very good way. And those who need to be punished will be punished and not just go and be able to do what they want to do. So let's pray right now for peace in the United States of America. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Lord God, we need you, Lord God, protection, Lord God.
Sister Marie, good to hear your voice. God bless you.
Good morning, Sister Gladys.
All right, Sister Gladys, good to hear your voice. God bless you.
Good morning, this is Sister Charlotte.
All right, Sister Shirley, good to hear your voice. God bless you.
Hey, good morning, guys. I do have a praise report. Thank you so much for your prayers yesterday. My dog is eating. My dog is drinking. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He had not eaten in almost a week or drunk one sip of water. So glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, my God, my God, my God.
Amen.
I just can't. Sister Chris, the other day what you were saying, how God is just, oh, Lord Jesus, he just is awesome, y'all. I'm just saying, yes. This prayer line, this anointed is anointed, is anointed. I was holding back for days, not saying anything, because I was like, nobody want to hear about a dog? Oh, my God. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for each and every one of these prayers. Hallelujah. I just got a praise report that my heart was breaking, but my heart is rejoicing in the mighty name of Jesus. And I just want to say thank you for this prayer line. Thank you for each and every one of you. I just continue to lead each one of you in prayer. And I just thank God for it. I cannot just thank him enough. I'm just like, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord God.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Just rejoice of right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
I love you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Let God give him a repentant heart. Turn him back on to him. Give him a mind of clarity right now, God. See himself right now, God. And repent right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, God, for resting him right now, God. In the name of Jesus. Resting his mind. In the name of Jesus. That he will have a moment of clarity, Father, in the name of Jesus. And turn that heart, God, in the name of Jesus. And stop, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
That he's doing, Father. Hallelujah. We bind that. Hallelujah. That spirit of hatred, the spirit of bitterness, the spirit of unforgiveness. And we cast it back down to the foot of hell from which he came. In Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you right now, God. In the name of Jesus, for doing right now, God. Right now, cast it back forth right now, God. We thank you right now, God, for healing mind, body, soul, and spirit. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for James Williams, Father. Turning his mind back around, Father. Turning him back to you right now, God. Forgiveness and healing. A repentant heart in the name of Jesus. So thank you right now for Tommy Lee Ralph right now, God. Thank you for salvation in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For deliverance right now, God. Hallelujah. Turning back the backslider. Turning them back to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for protection for our families. We thank you right now, God, for our brothers and sisters in Christ bringing us closer together in you, Father. We thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For directing us this morning in Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are your humble servants, Father.
Glory.
In the name of Jesus.
Glory.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That all needs are met, Lord, through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. God of the Holy
Lord.
By the spirit of dyslexia. Hallelujah. 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 By that spirit and cast it back down to the pit of hell from which you came. In the name of Jesus. Offer me. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Father, for healing. I thank you right now, God. I thank you right now, God, that when I ask you right now, God, to show me right now, God, things that I don't even know that's in me right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now, God, for pulling back one layer at a time, one layer at a time, one layer at a time, Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory to
you, God.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For insight
right now. From the line, we want to pray for Sister right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We pray that you cover our sister Jeannie today, oh God. We ask
yes,
you, Lord,
Lord. Yes,
cover,
Lord.
Cover her spirit, oh God.
Yes.
Cover her body, God.
You
heal her today, oh God. Save her, God.
Oh, yes,
Save her, God. Praise
oh,
God.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of
Lord,
Jesus, for whatever
God,
it takes to do, oh God. Yes, I'm all right, God. You're the one who
delivers her body, mind, her soul, Lord. Heal her, body, Lord. Not aware of it. Not aware of it.
My God, my God.
Oh, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Heal her, Heavenly Father. Heal her, Lord. Oh, yes, Jesus. Hallelujah.
In the name of my God, we praise you. We say hallelujah, and it is so. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. God, we're going to come out here. If you'll go ahead and give your names this morning, we appreciate you. Amen.
Good morning. This is Yvonne Lester.
Amen. So
good morning. This is
Yvonne. I've been here.
Good morning, this is Glenda.
All right.
Good morning,
Glenda.
Good morning.
Okay, that person after Glenda, who said their name? Sister Deborah?
Sister
okay.
Gladys.
Well, good to you.
Good morning, this is Charlene Scott.
Charlene, okay, well, good to hear your voice this morning, Charlene. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Anybody else? Okay. Well, we're grateful for you all being here today. We're going to see Sister Charlotte. We're going to ask you to pray. Sister Charlene, are you available to pray this morning? If you'll go ahead and the two of your sisters, if you can pray this morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I just got to take my phone off of mute. I don't want no background noise. So, yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God, that I can come before your throne, Lord God, and give you praise and give you honor, Lord Jesus. You are so worthy to be praised, Father God. It is an honor, Lord God. It's a privilege, Lord God, just to wake up this morning and be among my friends, my prayer warriors, Father God, just to lift up to start this day, Lord God, and just in prayer each and every day, Lord God, Monday through Friday, joining with my friends, a circle of friends, in prayer, Lord God. Thanking you, Lord God, and just blessing you for the opportunity, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to praise you again, Lord God. Just to wake up in the mindset to want to seek you and find you early in the morning, Father God. It says my day. It says all of our day. It helps us, Lord God, and it allows us, Lord God, to be disciples for you, Father God, as we go out through the world and knowing, Lord God, it's just not about us, but it's about you and your people and how we just love you and how you love us first, Lord God. Thank you for your son, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that you sent your only begotten son to this earth, Lord God, to give us an example of how you want us to love one another and be there for one another and lift one another up and never, you know, tear each other down, but edify and build each other up, Father God. So I just thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the spirit that you put inside of my heart. Thank you for growing me, Father God, each and every day, Father God. I may not be where I want to be, Father God, but I thank you, God, that I'm not where I used to be, Father God. So I just thank you, Father God, that each and every day you're taking steps with me, that you're right here with me, that you're strengthening me, that you're growing me, that you're making me all that you want me to be, Father God. And I thank each and every one of my prayer warriors, Father God, and everything that they got going on in their lives and how you're strengthening them and how you give them a word to encourage another one and another one and another one, Father God. So I just bless your holy name, Father God. You are worthy to be praised. And I just thank God for my family, Lord God, and I thank you for their families, and I thank you for what you're doing in our lives so we can touch their lives, Father God, because, Lord God, if we got a 2x4 in our eye, Lord God, how we can help take a toothpick out of our brothers and sisters' eyes, Father God. So get my heart right. Get me right so I can be able to be a vessel that you can use, Father God, and give your kingdom the glory, because it's all about your kingdom, because your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So I just glorify you today, and I just thank you, Father God. I just thank you, Lord God, that you got your hands on my children, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, that you're touching their hearts, Father God. I thank you that you're saving them, that salvation is coming to them, Father God, that you're sending people to intercede on their behalf, Lord God. So, Lord God, I know you got a plan for them, Lord God, a good plan for them, a plan for prosperity and for success, Father God, and not for evil, Father God. I know you have a God. I know you think about all of us and all of our situations, whether it's in our bodies with our health or in our minds, or, Lord God, a fear. Lord God, you don't give us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind, Father God. So I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you for your word that's a light unto my path, Father God, that it shows me which way to go, that I hear your voice, Lord God, and the voice of a stranger I will not follow. And I just thank you, Father God. You are mighty, Father God. You have all power in your hands, and I love you, and I just thank you, and I just praise you, and I just say hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for having touching Jasmine, Lord God, and having her to speak to me. I done spoke to her and I done taught these children, Father God, the word of God. So great shall be their peace in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for blessing Jessica, Father God. Thank you for giving her all of the talents that you've given her, Father God. Just, Lord God, I just pray, Lord God, you show her how to use them, Father God, for the glory of your kingdom, because your kingdom will come, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I just pray for my husband, Lord God, strengthen his heart, his mind, continue to make him diligent about the things of God. Thank you, Father God, that he's a leader, Father God, and that he lifts people up every single day and never tear them down in the mighty name of Jesus, that he is
great in the community, that he's something that people can rely on because he is a dependent soldier for you, Father God. You say the battles are hard for our black men out here, Father God. But Lord God, that you're going to lift that clip, give them those battles because they can fight them. They can do it, Lord God. Strengthen them and strengthen these black women, Lord God. Lord God, to take care of their families and be the women of God that you created them to be, whether they're single or married or however you created them, Father God, they're equipped to do what your will has them to do. And every time the devil tries to tell them a lie, they come up against them in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. And Lord God, this country and this nation right now, Father God, it is breaking. It is fragile. It is all those things that they said it is. But one thing they don't know, if they don't know, and I want them to know it, and I hope they find you, Jesus, is that you have all power in your hands and that you can break it all. You're first in the land. You're first in our lives. And when we seek you, Lord God, we find you, Lord God. And I just pray, Lord God, that you touch the leaders of this world, the people that have authority over your children, Lord God, that you will touch their hearts and their minds. You said in your word, Lord God, that you can touch the king's heart, Father God, and those ones that's got them cold, stony, broken heart. What's the problem, Lord God, with them is they got fear. They are afraid, Lord God. But Lord God, I just pray that they find salvation in you, Father God, and if you would just touch their hearts and their minds and let people intercede. And as we continue to pray for this nation and pray for this world, we are seeing the mighty hand of God. We are seeing the mighty hand of God, and we will be victorious. And we got to continue to pray and thank God for the answer, and continue to pray and thank God for the answer. Deliver this country, Lord God. In God we trust, in the United States, where we need to show up and show out and trust in you and call on you and depend on you and lean on you continuously, each and every day. Lord God, I just thank you for this opportunity to pray. And I thank you, and I love you. And in Jesus' name I pray. Amen, and thank you, Jesus.
Amen. In Jesus' name I pray. I come to you, oh God. I come to you, creator of the universe, oh God. I come to you and just first want to thank you for this prayers this morning, oh God. Your word says if two or more come together that it will be done, oh God. So I thank you for allowing all these prayers to be done in your precious timing, oh God. I just want to thank you for allowing us to know that you are in charge, oh God. You are the mighty one, oh God. So in the midst of storms, oh God, I just pray that love is on our hearts. Love is in our mind. Your joy is in our heart. Your joy is in our mind, oh God. And when worry come upon us, oh God, I pray that you just rip it away, oh God, because you are in charge, oh God. Your will be done in our life, oh God. We walk by faith on that, oh God. So I just thank you now, oh God, for what you're doing in our lives at this moment, oh God. Let it grow us, oh God. Let it give us the lessons that you want us to learn, oh God. But in the midst of the chaos, oh God, let us walk by faith, oh God, so we will not be concerned about what's going on in this world, but our spirit will be entwined with yours, oh God. The truth and your will be done, oh God. So in the midst of what the devil calls in chaos, oh God, keep us with you. Keep us in your love. Keep us in your arms. Keep whispering in our ears, oh God. Let us know I am in charge of your life. You are on my will. You are on my journey. Don't look to your right. Don't look to your left, but look in my word. Follow my word. Follow my faith. Follow your heart. Follow your spirit that's in connection with me. Follow the truth and not what you see by sight, oh God. I pray that over our lives now, oh God, that I know it will be done, oh God. I pray for every business, every person that's on this phone, oh God, that we will reach your goals that you have for us, oh God. Faith, oh God. Goals of finance, oh God. Goals of forgiveness and are taken out of our heart. We will forgive, oh God. I pray that love is poured on us, oh God. Holes that's in our heart would be filled, oh God, so nothing can block us from hearing you. Nothing can block us from seeing you. Nothing can block us from the truth, oh God. I don't care what CNN, Fox 5 show us, oh God. The truth is ours, you. The truth is your will be done on this earth, oh God. So I just pray that your precious time, oh God, would just be within us. We would have patience, oh God, and that your will be done no matter what, oh God. So right now, I pray for strength. I pray for courage, oh God.
I just pray for peace in our minds, peace in our hearts, oh God. I just want to thank you that your will be done, and every prayer that was prayed on this phone will be answered, oh God, because that's your word, oh God. So I just pray that we all walk by faith, oh God. You take control and do what you want to do in this world to get it where it needs to be, oh God. I pray for every black person, oh God, that has worry, oh God. I pray for healing in our hearts, oh God, because we are being treated different, oh God. But guess what? You are in power, oh God. You can give us peace when there's worry, oh God. You can remove depression, oh God. You can remove stress, oh God, because you are in charge, and I trust you, oh God. So I will not worry, oh God. I will not stress, oh God, because you are the king of my life, oh God. And I walk by faith, so sight can't bring me down. Sight can't worry me. Sight can't depress me, because it's about the spirit that you put on the inside of me. It's about the spirit that you put on the inside of us, oh God. As long as we're entwined with you, there's nothing else to worry about, because your will be done in my life. Your will be done in each and every one of our lives, and that is what matters, oh God, that you have us walking with love in the midst of chaos. You have us walking with a smile in the midst of chaos, because it does not matter, because you are in control of my life, your will, and my journey, oh God. So I just thank you, oh God, for that. I thank you for that, because nothing else matters but you. Nothing that I can touch, that's a material thing, matters in my life, oh God. You're the one that matters, oh God. The thing I can't touch, oh God, that is what matters, oh God. Nothing that I can touch, nothing that I can see, nothing that I can hear matters but your voice, oh God. And I want to walk on that today, oh God, that your will, the things I can't touch, your spirit, that is what is in control. All the chaos that I see, I'm not walking by sight. I'm walking by faith in the midst of the storm, oh God. No matter how much I have faith, when it rains, I will get rained on. But I'll have you covering me every step of the way. And I just thank you for that, oh God. In Jesus' name I pray, and I thank you for the things that are to come, oh God, that's going to lift us up, oh God, that's going to empower us, oh God. I thank you for the whispers you will put in our ears today, oh God, that will encourage us, oh God, and keep us strong on your journey and on your will. And in Jesus' name, I just thank you for that. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Charlotte and Charlene, for those prayers this morning. And thank everyone who has already just giving God praise. You know, it is just so beautiful when we can come together and give God some praise and pray together, because there's power in agreement. We are coming together on one accord because the Lord God Almighty himself is doing great things, and it's marvelous in our eyes. So we're near the top of the hour, and we just want to do a final prayer today. This morning, Lord, we just praise you for all that you're doing. Thank you, Lord, today, because you are perfect, Lord. Thank you, God, today, because you are the one and only wise God. You're everywhere. You see all things, all power is in your hands, and the world is ruled at your command, oh God. We thank you for Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross, and even what he's doing right now. He's sitting at the right hand of the throne of God, and he's interceding on our behalf. We thank you, Jesus, that you have called us friend, and you are a friend who's closer than a brother. We thank you, Jesus, for your wisdom in sending the gift of the Holy Ghost. And I say, Holy Ghost, have your way today. Have your way in this place. Lead us and guide us even as we go through the rest of this day and the rest of our lives, oh God. Help us, Lord, as we are going through this time of prayer and fasting, Lord. We do continue to lift up families, oh God, because we know families are the backbone of our country, oh God. So we pray a covering prayer over each and every family out there, oh God. Each and every member, Lord, those who are struggling with all kinds of things in their lives, oh God. We pray for these families, oh God, that unity will come within the family structure, oh God, that the husbands and wives will work together, oh God. We pray and decree this morning, oh God, that the families are covered by the blood of Jesus. We decree that no weapon will form against them that will prosper, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we decree this morning that families will continuously humble themselves and pray, Lord. Those who are not praying right now, God, they will begin to understand the need for prayer and what prayer does, oh God. Prayer works, God. So we pray, God, for families that they will begin to pray, even the husbands to pray over their children, over the wife, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that he will be in a place, Lord, of his priestly
anointing, O God, over the family in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I decree this morning that bodies are being healed in the families today, O God. Many families have sicknesses and diseases. They're those who are on the verge of death, O God. And Lord, we know that every knee is going to have to bow and every tongue is going to have to confess, O God, the Lord Jesus. So, Lord, even in their sickness, oh, God, there are those who can call on the name of Jesus, and they can be freed, oh, God, from all the sicknesses and diseases, oh, God, however you would want to do it, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I decree this morning souls are being saved by the prayers of the righteous, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, my God, my God, I pray, Lord, today that you draw them, Lord, that they will come running after you, Lord, even as the deer panted after the water brook. Let the souls be hungry and thirsty for you, oh, God. Lord, there are multitudes in the valley of decision, oh, God. I pray and thank you, Lord, today that they will make a decision for you, oh God. Those who have been resistant, we pray and thank you, Lord, today that the darkness is being removed from around their eyes, oh God, and that those stony hearts will become hearts of flesh, oh God, so that they can submit to you, oh God, and repent, Lord, before it's for everlasting too late, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I decree and declare even financial mountains are being removed from the lives of your people, oh God, this morning, that there will not be any more fights, oh God, over finances in the homes, God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Lord, even for the single ones, oh God, those who desire to be married, the men and women, oh God, who are desiring a mate, I pray, Lord, today that you will bring the right mate, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for that. We praise your name, oh God, and thank you, Lord, today for Roslyn and Frank, oh God, as they have united in marriage, oh God, that you will bless that home, oh God, strengthen them every step of the way. And I pray, God, today that you will be a complementary component even for his ministry, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray, God, today that every woman, oh God, who has a husband will honor and respect her husband, oh God, and the husband will love his wife as Christ loved the church who gave himself for it, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you. We praise you, oh God, and I decree this morning that the floodgates of heaven are open over our lives, and we live in the kingdom of the blessed, oh God, and we're overcomers because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. It's in the name of Jesus I pray, and I thank you. I say hallelujah and amen. It is so. It is so. So I thank God for everyone who joined us today. I love each and every one of you. I appreciate you, those who have sent gifts and love offerings and tithes. We appreciate that, and each and every time I just pray a prayer over those gifts that God will multiply it at least 1,000 times more than what you have given, and that you will continue to be a blessing. Even as God blesses us, we shall bless somebody else. So I thank you all for your kindness and your love and the time that you spend with us. It's just so important that we come together, and it's good that we come and have the spirit of just serving the Lord. That's good, and it's great. So go today and know that God is in control, and that all things shall work together for the good of those who love the Lord and them who are the called according to God's purpose. And I decree even now before we leave that every wicked demonic spirit that has been sent against us, every word that has been sent against us is being nullified, is being destroyed, is being repelled, because we do have on the whole armor of God to be able to come against every trick and scheme of the devil. All right, go in the peace of God and know that I love you each and every day. Love me back. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.